WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, it's cloudy and 67 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to become partly cloudy today with a high of 81. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. Topping the news this morning, emergency responders from Oneida and Wyota were called to the scene of what turned out to be a fatal accident this morning south of Wyota. According to dispatch reports from the Cass County Communications Center, the accident happened at the intersection of 680th and Lansing Road, or about halfway between Wyota and Cumberland, at around 6:50 a.m. A male victim of the accident was ejected from the vehicle and pronounced dead at the scene. No other information is currently available. I'll have more news after this.
Hey, Marge, come on in.
Wow, Martha, it feels like a sauna in here. You know it's 90 degrees outside. And that noise, why don't you have your air conditioner on?
I would, but mine is old, and it finally broke down on me, so I'm running all my fans, trying to stay cool.
Well, hurry up and call Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. It's supposed to be even hotter the next few days. They can fix this one or suggest a new high-efficiency AC unit or heat pump that's way better than your old one.
You're right, and you always know the best companies to use, so I'll call Masker Plumbing and Heating later today.
No, let's call them now. 243-2260. That's Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic, 243-2260.
Masker Plumbing and Heating has proudly served the Atlantic and surrounding areas for the past 16 years and is still going strong for all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs. Masker Plumbing and Heating at 209 Walnut Street. Give them a call at 712-243-2260. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. One person was killed Wednesday afternoon in Central Iowa's Jasper County after a pickup collided with a car, which then struck a pedestrian. The Iowa State Patrol says 24-year-old Stephen G. Hall of Atlantic was driving a 2002 Dodge Ram truck westbound on Interstate 80, about 2 miles east of Mitchellville, when he ran into the back of a 2002 Dodge Intrepid, driven by 29-year-old Kathleen Eckert of Newton. Following the impact, Eckert's car hit 23-year-old Adam J. Baumert of Des Moines, who was on the road removing some debris. Baumert later died. The accident, which happened around 1:05 p.m., Wednesday, remains under investigation. Storms erupted over eastern Nebraska and western and central Iowa Wednesday with reports of strong winds, hail, and rain. The National Weather Service says storms that developed Wednesday afternoon may have even produced a funnel cloud near Howells, which is in Colfax County, Nebraska. No damage or injuries were reported. In Saunders County, Nebraska, hail covered the ground near Morse Bluff. Hail and heavy rain were also reported in the Carroll area, including some half-dollar-sized hail just at around 2:10 p.m. Scranton even had quarter-sized hail fall around 2:40 p.m. Elsewhere in Iowa, winds of up to 70 miles per hour caused some property damage and scattered power outages in Fremont County, near Sidney, Farragut, and Shenandoah, as those areas were hit by winds between 65 and 70 miles per hour at around 6:30 to 7:15 p.m. Hail and torrential rain was reported in Des Moines as well. Tree limbs were down in the metro and its suburbs, with minor hail damage to some cars there, and some intersections were flooded by heavy rain. A Nebraska man was sentenced Wednesday to 25 years in prison in connection with two shootings in Council Bluffs. According to the Omaha World-Herald, 23-year-old Antoine Wright of Omaha had faced as much as 145 years in prison for the March 2011 shootings of 32-year-old Jamie Kirk of Council Bluffs and 53-year-old Ignacio Iniguez of Omaha. Kirk was shot at a residence in Council Bluffs after Wright kicked in the door and fired as many as 6 shots at the man from a .45-caliber handgun, one of which hit Kirk in the arm. Iniguez was shot in the face 5 hours later as he sat inside of a car on West Broadway Street in Council Bluffs. Wright stole the car after the shooting. Both men survived the shootings. Wright was arrested in April of 2011 while driving another stolen vehicle. According to Chief Deputy Pottawatomie County Attorney John Jacobmeyer, under a plea agreement, Wright must serve 17 and a half years in prison before he is eligible for parole. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County arrested a Red Oak man Wednesday night. Steve DeLong was taken into custody at around 10:15 p.m. on a warrant charging him with driving while revoked. DeLong was located at his home and brought to the Montgomery County Jail without incident. His bond was set at $1,000. The Atlantic Police Department reported the arrest Wednesday morning of 22-year-old Justin Jacobs of Atlantic. Jacobs was taken into custody on a charge of public intoxication second offense. He was booked into the Cass County Jail and held pending a court appearance. Police in Clarinda reported one person was arrested following an altercation Tuesday night at an apartment complex. 37-year-old Robert Jeffrey Stevens of Clarinda faces a misdemeanor charge of disorderly conduct after authorities were called to the Park View Apartments at around 11:15 p.m. following a reported fight in progress. Stevens was brought to the Page County Jail and held on $325 bond, pending an appearance before the magistrate. And the Clarinda Police Department reports 71-year-old Ray Emerson Hoffman of Blanchard was arrested Tuesday afternoon on a misdemeanor charge of fifth-degree theft after he was caught allegedly stealing an item from a Hy-Vee food store in Clarinda. Hoffman was detained by employees until police arrived. He was later released on a personal recognizance bond, pending a court appearance that was set for August 29th. KJAN News Time is 7:12.
Hey, Marge, come on in.
Wow, Martha, it feels like a sauna in here. You know it's 90 degrees outside. And that noise, why don't you have your air conditioner on?
I would, but mine is old, and it finally broke down on me, so I'm running all my fans, trying to stay cool.
Well, hurry up and call Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. It's supposed to be even hotter the next few days. They can fix this one or suggest a new high-efficiency AC unit or heat pump that's way better than your old one.
You're right, and you always know the best companies to use, so I'll call Masker Plumbing and Heating later today.
No, let's call them now. 243-2260. That's Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. 243-2260.
Masker Plumbing and Heating has proudly served the Atlantic and surrounding areas for the past 16 years and is still going strong for all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs. Masker Plumbing and Heating at 209 Walnut Street. Give them a call at 712-243-2260. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. In the funeral announcements, Peter John Brent, Jr., age 73 of Stewart, died Monday at Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Peter Brent Jr. will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Menlo United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Margaret Lippincott, age 74 of Atlantic, died Monday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Memorial services for Margaret Lippincott will be Friday at 10 a.m. at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic, with the Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic in charge of arrangements. Lois Jean Getzinger, age 59 of Harlan, died Monday at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial service for Lois Getzinger will be on Friday at 11 a.m. at St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And Lester William Plain, age 95 of Avoca, died Wednesday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Lester Plain will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. That is a check of the latest news and funeral announcements here on KJAN, brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.